Well, most people around Seattle will not be cheering when Donald Trump gets sworn in as president later this month. But it's a different story on the other side of Puget Sound, out in Mason County. Voters there bolted, going on a 13-point swing from Barack Obama in 2012 to Trump in 2016. KUOW's David Hyde went to Mason County to find out why.
When you first drive out of Seattle on the road to Mason County, there are lots of signs that the economy is buzzing, like construction cranes and shiny new buildings and hybrid cars. But when you wind around past Olympia into Mason County, you're more likely to see a pickup truck with a gun rack than a Prius. And the average wage in 2015 out here was about half as much as King County's.
This election, we had just lost in the city of Shelton here 500 jobs. I mean, it's a city of less than 10,000.
That's State Senator Tim Sheldon speaking in the biggest city in the county, which is Shelton. The old Simpson Lumber Mill still dominates the landscape here. One of two mills that shut down in 2015, just as the presidential primaries were heating up. The mill's scheduled to be rebuilt, but will bring back far fewer jobs. The old days of a booming forest industry are gone.
Years ago, you could leave high school and get a good paying job in the woods. Now, if you leave high school or don't finish, you're going to have a tough time finding a job.
Sheldon says the political turn in Mason County away from the Democratic Party this year has a lot to do with jobs. And he thinks people out here liked the sound of what Donald Trump was selling.
Speaking to economic issues, speaking to trade issues, I think that was very important. Overregulation, I think that was very important.
Sheldon himself is emblematic of the economic and political changes in Mason County. He still runs as a Democrat, but he votes with the Republican Party in the state Senate. Sheldon voted for George W. Bush in 2004 and Barack Obama in 2008. And this year, he will only allow that he did not vote for Hillary Clinton. Over at Rooster's Family Restaurant in Shelton, Loretta Collins is very clear about why she voted for Donald Trump.
We'll have more jobs, we'll be better off, and he's for America first.
Casey Breeze was the Trump County campaign chair, and he says he talked to a lot of people who voted for Barack Obama in the last presidential race.
I didn't really have to make too much of a case. I asked them where they stood now as opposed to where they stood 8 years ago.
And the answer was
much worse off financially than they'd ever been in their lives. And there was almost a sense of desperation to the tone of their voice.
Hillary Clinton also talked about jobs, and she unveiled specific proposals. But Breeze thinks that message just didn't resonate with enough people in Mason County.
So Hillary Clinton talked about a glass ceiling, which does exist. She was right on with it. But what went hand in hand with that was something that she ignored, which was what we come to call the cement ceiling.
Breeze thinks the cement ceiling is what a lot of people hit in Mason County, when blue-collar workers or small business owners feel trapped, held down by a stagnant economy and stagnant wages. And unlike the glass ceiling, they believe it can't be broken. Joan Williams is not a Republican. She's a professor at UC Hastings in San Francisco who writes about work and gender issues. And she thinks what happened in Mason County is a lot like what happened in states like Michigan this year, where many blue-collar and middle-class voters switched from Democrat to Republican.
Hillary was very entranced by the metaphor of the glass ceiling and breaking the glass ceiling. That's really a class-based metaphor.
Williams is also certain racism, sexism, and xenophobia all played a big role in the Trump campaign. Add to that some tough economic realities.
High school-educated men's wages have fallen very sharply since 1973, at the same time that the reform-minded elites have been telling them that they enjoy white privilege and that other groups in the society were the ones who needed help.
Back at Rooster's in Mason County, I asked Casey Breeze about the role social conservatism played in the election this year. He says within the Republican Party, a lot of voters didn't think Trump was conservative enough. But other Republicans like himself, along with some independents and some Democrats, were enthused about Donald Trump for the opposite reason, because he is not a religious conservative like Ted Cruz.
The last thing on their mind is telling anybody else what to do with themselves in their life. The bottom line was the economy.
Of course, not everyone in Mason County voted for Donald Trump. Sandy Klempel is a real estate agent who used to work in Seattle, where her views will sound pretty familiar.
Trump is very scary. My husband studies history a lot, and he looks back at a lot of dictatorships, narcissists, and Trump fits right in that category.
And she doesn't think Trump is going to bring large numbers of jobs back to Mason County. Eddie Lucero runs the Jalisco Tortilla Factory in Shelton, which supplies retailers and Mexican restaurants. He didn't vote at all this year. He didn't like what Hillary Clinton had to say on raising the minimum wage, and he definitely didn't like Donald Trump.
I don't like the way he talks to people, especially to minorities, you know, like women, you know, Hispanics, black people, Arab people, you know.
And Lucero doesn't think Trump can deliver on the economy.
I don't think he's going to bring jobs over here. I don't think so, because like I said, this is small community. It's one of those guys more of the big money deals. That's what I think.
So moving forward, the big question out here is, can Donald Trump make Mason County great again? If that means bringing back large numbers of high-paying blue-collar manufacturing jobs, State Senator Tim Sheldon is pretty skeptical.
Well, it's going to be very difficult. Years ago, we had a very large aerospace company here, Certified Aerospace, employed 450 individuals. We had Olympic Tool and Engineering. We had Barnes Machine, that it was well over 100 employees. Those companies are all gone now. So we will grow, but we're not going to have those large employers.
In Mason County, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.